Right. Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, but I've been introduced, so you probably do now, I'm Laura, and I am the Children's and Families and Youth Overseer, I guess, for Life Vineyard Church. And I have the absolute privilege of talking about one of my favourite subjects, only one, but a big one. One of my favourite topics, which is children and young people and their relationship with the living God. Over the past year, we're all aware that the pandemic has been really tough for children and young people around the world. And we have seen the effects of the crippling mental illness. And unfortunately, for most of us, at least we know at least one of these children or young people who have been affected. Yet, if we look a bit further, we can see examples of young people and children who are emerging from lockdown with a faith that can move mountains. And I have personally been in this remarkable position to see the impact of having faith and a relationship with Jesus has made on some of the young people and children in our church who might even be in this room. On the weekly Zoom calls that I do with the team, I see children praying about their anxiety, or praying for friends, or praying for teachers, or praying for parents, or people that have been on their own during lockdown. I see them sharing with other children about how God can help them with their struggles, and I hear them give advice to one another, which is amazing, for ways to deepen their relationship with God. And I hear them sharing Bible verses with each other. And I also hear stories from parents about how their child has been taking advice from other young people and how that is deepening their relationship with God and as a result, reducing the anxiety that they have. I hope that some of you have catched the Life Kids videos on a Sunday morning from 10 till 10:30. If you haven't, I need you to do that because they are so wonderful. They are so wonderful. And do you know one of my favorite things about it, about Life Kids YouTube, is not that parents are speaking, not that team members are speaking, though I absolutely love that. It's about the children. And it's when they talk. It's been an absolute joy. We have seen children emerging as leaders, as prayer warriors, and we have seen them sharing things that God has said to them. I love seeing the smiling, happy faces of them on the Life Kids. I love how their kids are, how kids are just being kids. I love how one minute they can be like holding a teddy bear and talking to the teddy bear, and then the next minute they can say the most profound statement. I remember last year, Hannah and Layla were looking at the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, and they were in the paddling pool outside, and they had this yucky mess in a jug, and that represented our sin, and they were pouring clean water into this jug, and that represented the Holy Spirit. And as more of the clean water went into the jug, the yuckiness came out, and Layla was shouting at the top of her voice as it was poured in, "Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, into me," which is how she does it, which is absolutely gorgeous. And she was saying it over and over, and it was just fab. But that wasn't my favorite part of the Life Kids. My favorite part was at the end, Layla asked her mum if she could do it again. And I've lost my place there. At this point, the suggestion could have been kind of put to one side and just kind of brushed over. But there was a moment's pause from Hannah, Layla's mum. And then she said, yeah, because we have to keep asking the Holy Spirit to fill us up. And that, for me, summed up children's and youth ministry. Just something that a child can say or a young person can say actually makes us think and go, yeah. And in those moments, we're often taught something or reminded of something relevant and oh so powerful. Look at what the kids have done. He has raised up his children to be confident in their faith, to know their identity in him, and to lead each other in every aspect, but to also lead us, the adults. These children are not the next generation at all. They are the now generation. So here is a video of just some of the things, some of what God has been doing through the young people and children on YouTube.
Some things that me and Sarah do.
Journals.
Journals. And what kind of things do you write in your journals?
Well, things that like God has told me. That like I want to remember and just like really amazing stuff about God.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say a little prayer to God. Hands together, you can close your eyes, you can curve in a ball, you can sit down, you can do whatever you prefer. Dear God, please help this virus to end to us so we can go out. May help the people who are struggling sometimes with things like at the markets or whatever you are struggling with. And please help the leaders, like the government, to give their speech in a good situation that we can feel better. And we pray for the ones who are having hard times with each other, especially in this time. Amen.
Just before we go, Lois is going to pray for us. Okay, Lois?
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. Hi, dear God, I hope when the virus is gone, every people has joy and a dream. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Philip.
Every day.
Come on, fill us. Come on, fill us with Holy Spirit.
No, not quite enough, so we need to ask again, don't we?
Pour the Holy Spirit into me. Pour the Holy Spirit into me.
A bit more.
Pour the Holy Spirit into me.
Look at that.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for our family and thank you for our baby sisters and baby brothers and big brothers and big sisters. And thank you for everything that you protect us. And thank you at Jesus for keeping us the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well done,
puppy. Oh, I'm gonna jump, jump, jump. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna dance, dance, dance. We've got my king, king, king. I'm gonna run, run, run. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna laugh, laugh, laugh. We've got my king, king, king.
Let's go back to start. Are you ready? Are you steady? Are you ready? Are you steady? Are you ready? Are you steady? Let's go, go, go!
So how do you think Paul felt? What have we learned What did he feel like when he was in prison?
He felt happy because he knew that joy and the Lord was there with him.
Yeah. So, you think that he got full the joy of the Lord like this?
Think of like hope, because the virus is around and we need to hope for all these things that we can do when the virus is over.
Hi, my name is Tembi. I'm going to be talking about how I've released the hope of Jesus and the good news of God and Jesus in my community. It started off when we were just playing in our backyard with our neighbour. And I decided to ask her whether she's a Christian or whether she goes to church. She said she doesn't, but her and her mum were looking for a church to go to. So that Sunday, I decided I'd take one of the Vineyard leaflets and give it to her as a suggestion, maybe she wanted to come to our Life Vineyard church. I gave this to her to encourage her that becoming Christian can really change your life. And God will always be with you through happy times, through sad times, when you're feeling good or bad. God will always be there for you. She took the leaflet and accepted it as a suggestion of which church she wants to go to. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, today I'm going to be talking about how I released hope through prayer. One of my teachers at school unfortunately had to go into quarantine due to COVID, and when she did, we were very sad, but when she came back, we were so happy and glad that she's alive and still strong and healthy. I decided I was going to pray for her because I thought it'd be a lovely thing to do. When I did, she was so overwhelmed and she felt so emotional that she almost actually started crying, and she said it was the best thing and loveliest thing that anybody had ever done for her. And I just pray that she'd be strong and have good health, and that she'd be covered by the blood, and she'd keep being courageous like she had done before.
Bible.
Who's in this Bible, Asher? Jesus. This is the Jesus Storybook Bible.
Drawings and crafts from my Bible verse. With God, all things are possible. Even letting your child make a cocktail. I told you, it's possible.
Hi, Faith.
Hi.
What are you calling in?
I'm calling in the Bible there.
Can you tell us what the verse is?
It's when I am afraid, I will trust in you.
And has that helped you this week? Is there anything you've been a bit scared about this week?
Yes, I've been scared about going back to school.
And how's that been?
I did cry first, but then I really enjoyed it.
And what book is it that you colour in? Can we see the front of it?
I know, what better way of kind of talking about children and young people than to get them to say it all. So these young people are full of faith, and they are not able to just move forward through this pandemic, but guide each other and teach us things that we didn't even notice. They hear the word, they believe it, they take it, and they apply it to their lives. They know that everything is possible through him who gives them strength. You've just seen that. And knowing God makes a difference. It is important that children and young people are exposed to faith at a young age. They're exposed to the truth of Jesus Christ at a young age. How much has knowing God brought you freedom, changed your lives. Does anyone here love hearing testimonies? Yeah, I absolutely love hearing testimonies. I like hearing how they met Jesus, but I like hearing also how Jesus is impacting their lives right now. And sometimes I hear people tell testimonies and say, it's kind of pretty boring, really. I grew up in a Christian home, so I'd accepted Jesus, had obviously been through wobbles, but Jesus was beside me. And I kind of interrupt them when they say this, and I say, but that is actually the most awesome story that you can possibly have. Those people who knew Christ, did a life with him from an early age, realized that God had a plan for them, realized their Father in heaven loves them, and they are fearfully and wonderfully made, are actually so, so, so blessed to know that from an early age. It's so much better when we do life with God. The importance of a relationship with God at an early age is so significant. These children and young people are game changers. They are world changers. They can, through their faith, point others to Christ. And if they grow up knowing Jesus, they can see their true uniqueness. They can discover their identity in Christ, and they can navigate the roller coaster of life with him sitting right beside them in the cart. When they are scared, they can grip his hand. When they need to, they can lean on him and get comfort. Jesus can tell them to open their eyes to see the wonders around them. Even when they feel they can't do something, Jesus can whisper, "You can." And he can put his arms in the air and he can scream with joy with them as they're enjoying life as well. And through knowing him, they are no longer the next generation, but they are the now generation. So when I was younger, I went to Spring Harvest, a holiday camp, for those of you that don't know, at Easter time. And I went to the kids' clubs, but my sister, who is a bit older than me, she went to the next group up. And I'm a bit nosy. If you've ever met me, you probably know that. I try not to be, but I am. I mean, not nosy, interested in people's lives. And so her group was going on in the same room as my group, so I was kind of listening in. And I can remember where I was actually sitting when I heard a singer in her group say, "Now sing." Okay, I'm awful at singing, but he went, "The promise of the Holy Spirit is for you. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children." And then it goes, "Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Oh yeah, Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Obviously, you kind of know that I remember. Yeah, sorry. So it wasn't until much later in my life that that verse impacted me. It stayed in my mind all the time, but it didn't impact me until later on. And let me read the whole verse in its complete entirety. It says, "For the promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone who the Lord our God calls to himself." Everyone who the Lord God calls to himself. Everyone. Children and young people, our generation now. Not generation, not yet. Not the next generation. Not the generation who needs to wait till they are a certain age to access the Holy Spirit. They are generation now. They access the Holy Spirit the moment they accept Jesus as their Savior. Doesn't matter about age. It says in that verse, it's for you and your children. Everyone. Our children and young people, our generation now. They don't need to wait until they're ready to, until we think that they are ready to access the Holy Spirit, to be given their spiritual gifts, They have them now. The moment that they accept them, they have them. They can do anything in his name. When I was a young person, I lived in quite a few places, but I lived in Manchester and went to an evening for young people called Planet Life, which aimed to inspire a generation to follow Jesus and to live out their faith. It was a bit like Ninth Hour for anyone went to Ninth Hour when they were younger. Yeah, it's a bit like Ninth Hour, but we didn't have Why Friday. We did have the Worldwide Message Tribe, and Jumping in the House of God is an absolute classic. I've totally lost my place because I'm totally going there. So, anyway, every month I would go and I would hear the lines like, children and young people are the church of tomorrow. No, are not the church of tomorrow, but they are the church of today. And I would also sing songs like History Maker by Delirious. Anyone heard that song? And it's like, I'm not even singing it in tune. I'm going to be a history maker in this land. And then I would go back to my hometown via the McDonald's drive-thru, and desperately try and use my passion for God every day and try and make a difference. But those lyrics, those song lyrics, kind of would sometimes get into my head. I'm going to be. That's right. I'm going to be. When I'm older. And that song was written to inspire, and it really did inspire me and most of my Christian peers that heard that song. But the point of me saying this story is not to diss a brilliant song, but it's because I want to underline how it can take the most amazing song or the most insignificant thing to make a child or young person doubt their power and the ability to change the world, to impact a world, and to bring the truth of God to others. There are so many loud, influential voices today saying to them that they are not good enough. Whether it be on social media, or it be by seeing magazines, or it be by saying a big by being in a football club and just saying that they don't cut it. Or by seeing how people they love doubt themselves. The truth needs speaking to them day after day. They are children of God, and the promise of the Holy Spirit is for them. So next week, Caroline will be delving into the line, it takes a village to raise a child. And we'll be looking at how we, all of us, whether you're a parent or not, all of us speak truth into their daily lives. So Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and he laid hands on them. He told us that unless we change and become like children, we won't enter the kingdom of God. And he taught in the temple when he was 12, because Jesus knew how awesome children and young people are, and what an impact they can make. In the Bible, over and over, we see children or young people being called by God to do something quite amazing, courageous, and we see through them the almighty power of God. So I just love the story of David and Goliath. David was a shepherd boy, and his family doubted him. Saul doubted him. Goliath doubted him, but he didn't doubt. He knew his identity. He was rooted in God, and he knew that he could defeat Goliath. Why couldn't he? He had God on his side. Or the story of a boy who started having dreams from God in his youth. Look what an impact Joseph made. Or Mary, mother of Jesus. God saw her faith as a teenager and chose her to be Jesus's mom. Or Samuel, who first heard God's voice when he was a little boy. or the boy in the feeding of the 5,000 whose offering was the catalyst for Jesus performing this mighty, mighty miracle. I could go on and on and on. Children are incredible. So let's see what God is doing right now in some of their lives.
Because once I went to my friend's obstacle course party, and there was obstacle courses, but like in the air, and there was this tightrope you had to walk across, and I didn't want to do it. And I knew I was going to hold up the line, but I didn't want to do it because it was scary. And it's like, it wasn't, but it looked like 10 meters from the ground. And I was scared I was going to fall off and break my leg. So I looked up at the sky and I said, please, can you help me, God or Jesus? And then Jesus spoke to me and said, just face your courage. So that's what I did. And I thought, that must mean I need to take it time by my time. So I just thought I'd take it step by step. And eventually I got to the end.
It's me just in general, in everything that I do. If I feel like worried at all about something, he'll help me through it.
Jesus helped me because when I'm anxious or nervous about something, they just help me and make me confident. And they just help me most of the time, because also they help me when I'm sad, because they just comfort me, and it's really nice.
God helps me in lots of different ways, but the main way is just helps me to go through things when things are hard, like stuff that I usually wouldn't be able to do, but with God I can do it.
Well, God helps me because I used to have a fear of, like, when I was in bed I couldn't sleep, because I always seen a shadow in my room, but it was just my light reflecting off a bit of light in the other room. And but I always prayed, and then I started praying to God, and he always helped us, and I never thought about it again and just got on with sleeping.
God helped me get a brother. So I didn't like being the only kid because I was bored and there was nothing to do. And I said, if I had a little sister or brother here, they would know what to play. So when I got back from Australia and England, I asked my dad, because he was folding some papers, and I said, what are you doing with those papers? It's your day off today. Why are you sorting work? He said, I'm not sorting work, I'm sorting adoption files. And I said, what? Why are you doing that? And he said, because we might adopt somebody. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah.
Andy, help. Just healing people, because today I hit my leg on a piece of the climbing frame at school, and now it's really better. One day I prayed to God about Mum's head getting better, and one day later Mum's head was all better.
I'm trying to get closer to God, like I've sensed angels and things like that.
Right now, God is giving me wisdom from his word that I can then apply to my relationships and be able to make peace within my family and my friends.
He's protected me from things that I'm going through.
I'm grateful for him because I can go to church and see my friends in church, and go to school and see my friends in school. Because for a while, for 2 months, I had to do schoolwork.
Can people feel happy?
Oh. Well, he's trying to encourage me to do something. He's trying to encourage me to put my hand up when I need it. that I just really think I should do that. And I'm a bit scared.
And God's helping you with that right now.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
I think that at this stage, God is showing me that I can be strong physically and spiritually. A long time ago, I never really liked running. I didn't even like waking up to run. But over time, God showed me that He's so powerful and He's so strong, He can do anything. He gave me the strength now to wake up 3 times a week to run. And every day, every single time I run, I admire His nature. Just a few days ago, I even saw the sunrise, which was so overwhelming to know that God loves us to give us that gift.
I love it. How incredible is that? I had to cut that down. And that's not even all of the children and young people that are in our church that have relationships with God. They're stepping forth and they're making an impact for God's kingdom. Can you see how already having meaningful relationships with God and how they are using their God-given abilities to influence the world around them is actually incredible. A few weeks ago, you saw actually on the first video, which I didn't realise was showing, but I'll just say it again, just in case you missed it. Okay, Tandy shared that her teacher had been ill with COVID, and she came back and to school, and Tandy went and offered to pray with her. And her teacher was nearly crying, overwhelmed. Can you imagine the impact that that girl had on that teacher? Incredible. And Evelyn shares every week on Zoom how she's praying for Yemen and the fighting to stop and for all the children in that country. And she is raising money for charity to help them, impacting the world already. Others share pictures. They share visions that God has given them. Tell us about inviting friends to church or praying for someone for healing, or tell us how they are being kind or picking up litter to save our world. I don't know about you, but sometimes I really find those things difficult. But watching these kids do it on a daily basis inspires me to do it. God knows just how special these children are, and Jesus knows that we know that. But the question is, do you live as if you know that? As passionate as I am about kids and youth, sometimes I'm really guilty of not living like I know that all the time. These children are our generation now. They are precious and they are mountain movers. So I'm going to give you another video, and there's one more after that, okay? But let's watch together a video of how some of our children would like, what they would like to see God do in the future.
I would love God to help me and enable me to have the courage and the strength within myself to go out and evangelize into our world and spread His good news.
My COVID go away, and for bullies to be happy and stop being bullies and say sorry to the person who's being bullied.
Well, I would like COVID restrictions to go away, and that no one has to be sick anymore, and that India can get more like oxygen in the air, and doctors can be like, it can be easier to help people in the sick, in when they're sick.
I want to pray for India and Gaza and Israel.
Make it a bit brighter.
Oh, in what way brighter? more sun.
I would like God to do in the future and to help people.
I want to make people not throw rubbish around because it's making the world all messy, because once it was just like this, no rubbish, and then it just keep getting higher and higher.
I think in the future, as well as now, I'd like God to keep giving me that strength to wake up those 3 days of the week. I know that even though when things are tough and things are going maybe not easy, I know that God is always by my side and that he's so powerful, he gives me the strength to do anything that's in my heart.
Brilliant, huh? Isn't it brilliant? It's absolutely incredible. And my dream is for every child to know, like these children do, and never lose sight of the fact that they are fearfully and they are wonderfully made, that they were thought of before they were even in the womb, that they are a child of God and he loves them so much. I want them to be able to continue to defeat giants that they face because they know him and they can do anything through him. And I want them to feel empowered to make the impact that they are already doing for God every single day of their lives. We have a role to play to help God keep those truths in their hearts. And I'm so excited about next week when we will delve so much delve so much deeper into that. But for now, I want to leave you with this, okay? Some of our amazing kids and young people were asked what advice they would like to give to the adults. So, listen up, because these children and young people are Generation Now.
I think if God says a promise, he means it. And not once has God told a lie.
I think that they should listen to the children for one full day.
Really, I think God's message to adults listening today is just to be happy and to be joyful, because life is too short to be angry or mad or depressed. God is always with you, even through the bad times, through the ups and the downs. Just think of him and be joyful.
I think, but what to say? I think they would say, I love you and pray to them, even grand and grandpa's, uncle and auntie's, and even nana's, grandma's, granddad's.
Always be kind.
Just to keep on believing, or every single day. If they're sad, to know that God's there. And if they're happy, to know that God's there too.
He'd like want all the adults in the church to pray and so that he can help them in their lives.
I want God to say to the adults in church to praise Jesus, even though they do, but they want to stick close to him and maybe be baptized in church, because you're allowed to do that. Because on the ad of church, I saw someone getting baptized. So I want, like Eva said, to stick close, because she's sticking close to God. I want them to praise God more, even though they do, to just help them stick close to church and not be too stressed with so much they have to do. And they can focus on church or just on the Sundays where they actually go to church.
Don't fall around, because because there's so much litter in the world.
Listening. Well, I just want them to be blessed and praised because they do all the hard work. They take you to school, they take you back from school, they make you dinner, they do like nearly everything.
To carry on doing what they're doing and just keep on being helpful and kind and wants the grown-ups to do.
Well, to all the adults that are listening today, I think God wants to say to you, have strength, have courage. When you feel like you can't do something, remember that God is by your side. Because he is so powerful and he is the source of strength. He encourages you to do anything, and anything is possible through God's name.
I think that God wants to say to the adults, keep being amazing.
We're going to worship in a minute, but I want to just ask you to think about those words from the young people and children and kind of think, does any of those resonate with me right now? And actually just ask yourself if you, that question, is the way that you are living your life showing just how important children and young people are, right?
So much. Yeah, as Laura says, we're going to turn now to a time of sung worship. So if you would like to, if you're at home up at Marley Hill or here, if you want to stand just as we move into this time of worship, John and the band are going to lead us. So let's just bring all of ourselves into the presence of God and ask God, would you help us to worship now? Thank you for what we've heard. Thank you that it's been inspired by you. And now we pray, God, that you would come and meet with each of us, that we would be transformed by your Spirit in your presence as we declare your truth and honor you now. King Jesus, come have your way. Amen.